This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is the money that they need. This is the money they want. And this gives them a great incentive to go back to work. So this was much more than was originally agreed. The 600 was a number that was there. And as you know, there was difficulty with the 600 number because it really was a disincentive.
We're at stalemate because the Republicans have, from the start, never understood the gravity of the situation that we are in. They have called it a hoax. They've called it their delay, denial, distortion of this pandemic.
All right, once again, the Speaker of the House and the Prez at odds. But it's big news from over the weekend as President Trump on Saturday tries to do an end around Congress and make some big changes to tax and spending policy, signing executive action that they're saying challenges, as you heard Pelosi there, the Speaker of the House, the boundaries of power that separate, the Hill and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And, of course, stimulus, now instead of 600, 400, but is that really going to fly? There was a lot of head butting. Plus a quake, more on the pandemic and pupils. And, of course, that executive action that we're going to jump back to. Kate Delaney, hope that wherever you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, crevice, canyon you get it, that things are safe in your world and you're living. You're living through the summer and then trying to figure out what comes next. But we're all under that question mark with you as well. So let's talk about the coronavirus and the fact that there was a new milestone. Sadly, 5 million confirmed virus cases. I mean, we knew we were going to get to this part of, I think, the amount as far as overall confirmed cases. So we got here now. 162 people have died in the U.S., and that's out of over 5 million confirmed cases, like I said. Worldwide, because there's people listening beyond our borders, and of course we care about people in Europe and other places, 729,000 deaths. Now 12 million people overall have recovered. 19.8 million confirmed cases. So where we're at is a couple of things. One is the concern about schools and going back to school and what that is going to look like, and the fact that you had kids that there was a big photograph that came out of a Georgia school that was taken by somebody on their iPhone, and they got in trouble for sending that out because nobody was masked up and they were on top of each other. And 10 plus kids have tested positive for COVID from that school. It is very simple. You have to have social distancing. You have to have a mask. When you're inside, this is the risk you take. We're seeing this with churches. We're seeing this with funerals. I mean, it's awful. None of us want to live like this. None of us like dealing with having to mask up and social distance and think about it every second. But the bottom line is, if you don't do it, especially if you're inside, that's where it gets really, really tricky. And we saw this with the kids. And then there's concerns over other schools in opening. And how, honestly, safe is it? Because this is a school year like no other school year we've experienced. For everybody, from college, high school, middle school, elementary school, kindergarten, for goodness sake, right? And now it's more about, is it going to be digital? Is it how much screen time? What's that going to look like? I mean, 2021 has got to be the most chaotic time for teachers, for superintendents, for anybody involved with schools, and for parents. Because the plans keep changing so fast that really the students and the parents are having a hard time keeping up with it. Districts spent all summer trying to do this hybrid system, most of them. you choose the 6 weeks, you don't want to go to school, you stay home, or you decide you're going to go to school, we're going to give you the choice. But the bottom line is now they're ditching them, ripping them up, and trying to figure this out. I mean, for God's sake, man, we live under a question mark. There are no certainties, right? But in life, you don't get any certainties. But with this, it's something we have not had to deal with before, except for last year, meaning the last school year, the tail end of it. But then that was, you know, categories all over the place, throwing things around, trying to figure this out. And some did it so well. And I applaud any educator because it's got to be tough. Universities change their teaching models, their start dates, their rules for housing, all of that. And then there's even arguments over should students pay full freight if they're not going to be at the school. So it's chaos. And you look to John Hopkins, you look to the best sources for COVID-19 and trying to read the tea leaves. We're in this wild testing phase, which is exciting, and we have optimism. But the problem is, there are no vaccines. There are no definite answers right away. Again, this is what we live with, people. We know this, right? Hotspots are changing. And somebody said to me today, and of course we've had people on this show from New Zealand, and I've got another one coming up from New Zealand later this week, and we had this off-air conversation about what is it about New Zealand that they've done so well. They've gone 100 days without community transmission. 100 days. That's a milestone. Of course, when you compare New Zealand to the amount of people in the United States, it's very tough to compare. But the number of active cases is 23 in isolation. 100 days. That's crazy. So what they're saying is they see how quickly it reemerges and spreads, where previously was under control, like parts of the United States. And they wanted to be prepared to quickly stamp out any future cases. So they are constantly seeking advice from doctors. Doctors, how do we track it? How do we trace it? How do we shut this down? What can we do? And they're still saying that they've hit that 100-day mark, but they have to be vigilant. Airports, borders, the border controls, quarantine facilities across all systems, making sure that New Zealand stays safe, and they feel very confident in that. I'll say it again. Smaller amount of population. So, yes, the comparison is a little tough, but people are people, and they're really clamping down. They're really making sure. They're shutting things off. But we don't want to be shut off. People want their freedoms. Nobody wants to see a complete lockdown. And at the very beginning of this, there was not a complete lockdown. And so now we're re-racking this. And you see these parties in L.A. It's like, we love L.A. We don't care about anyone else. And you see hundreds of people at parties. In the Hamptons, hundreds of people at parties. It doesn't matter. One here, one there. That's causing problems because when the people leave those parties and they are a spreader, who comes down with the coronavirus as a result of that? And don't get me started on chronic fatigue syndrome. Anybody feel like they are just tired all the time? Raise your hand. Oh, I've got these special glasses that I can see across the land, and I see a lot of hands going up. But they say that's a possible long-term effect of COVID-19. A meeting of the hogs. Who masked up? Who didn't? At Sturgis next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
One thing I know is I know how the people act. Look at everybody out here. They're ready to ride. Everybody's cooped up from the coronavirus. Everybody's ready to have fun. And hell, so am I.
Hell, so am I is pretty much the rallying cry for the people in L.A. and the people that I talked about and those beach parties in New York. And at Sturgis, he shared an opinion that was rampant among the many people that go to this bike rally that's supposed to be incredible. I've had friends who have motorcycles, and they've gone to Sturgis, and they say it's that I have to go, that it should be on my list, that I should go there, that I would love it. And I would love it under normal circumstances. But, you know, at the rally, what happened was in areas near Sturgis, they kind of stepped up the whole police patrol thing. They looked at the volume of traffic, tried to make people feel a little bit safer. They didn't cancel it because the city council prepared a different set of protocols to be used when they were making the decision. And they decided, I mean, this is it. I mean, this economically brings in serious cash. And how much is serious cash, people? You know how much money comes in? This is Sturgis, South Dakota, annually. This huge bike rally. It's the who's who, the mom and pop go, the serious rider, the I'm in a group, whatever, it doesn't matter. But you know how much money it brings in? $800 million. Let me say that again. $800 million. In like 2011, I was reading this story that the city of Sturgis then brought in about $270,000 from selling event guides and sponsorships. I mean, that rally is 95% of the city's annual revenue. How many other people, though, in tourism, which I know I was affected by that as a speaker, taking my show all over the place, I was knocked out of tons of that. And more importantly, the meeting planners, the organizers, the people that put on these huge events, same thing. They fell flat. Revenue seriously lost, like Las Vegas. I mean, I can name 50 places for you off the top of my head. But Sturgis is lucky because it's a unique place, and South Dakota is the don't tread on me kind of state, that this is what we're doing, and too bad. I mean, the governor says that here's how we're rolling, this is what we're doing, and the city of Sturgis could do the same thing. So do people roll out of Sturgis, and they find themselves, you know, with testing positive for COVID 19, who knows? Because it started on the 7th, and it goes all the way to the 16th, so it's going on right now. And thousands of people are there. Now, I do know somebody who went for a day or two, and they did give me a little report back that there are people that are masking. There are people that are wearing them, but they don't think it's 50%. And there are people that are doing the distance thing. So everybody's not right on top of each other every second. And they're riding, and riding with people who they came with. But obviously there's going to be interaction. There's vendors. There's all that kind of stuff. There's the motorcycle rally brings in just tons of people from all over when you're talking about 250,000 people. And you heard what the guy said at the top. We've been cooped up. Hell yes, we need this. And we all feel like this, right? But Sturgis, you know, split it open. And this is the 80th year for the rally. I mean, it's the biggest, period. I mean, it is the granddaddy of them all. When you're talking about the amount of money that I said that they bring in, that is a crazy amount of money. And a 95% of what allows that city to survive. So they were not changing a thing. They were not going to change it. So here's my question to you, and you can flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. You can just go there and click on contact, or simply kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Just send me the email directly. Fair or foul, they get to party and have fun, you biker dudes, while the rest of us have to cancel our parties. We can't do it. They're canceled. We can't go to the baseball game. We can't do half the things we would normally do. All right, speaking of normal, it wasn't a normal weekend, although when has anything been normal, really, in 2020? The ball dropped on Times Square. We all had big plans for the decade, and then after that, it started to unravel. Well, the president signed a series of executive orders on Saturday evening as we were getting closer to that 5 million case, officially, case mark of COVID-19. We're over that, of course. And he kept referring to the coronavirus, you know, as the China virus, which is what he calls it. And he said the orders would give everybody an additional $400 a week in unemployment benefits, suspend payments on some student loans through the end of the year, and protect renters from being evicted from their homes. Well, of course, this is the problem. Friday, everything expired, meaning the $600 expired, and people are out there with no life preserver. So the president does see that, and obviously wanting to be elected and seeing the panic, he wanted to jump into action because it's not happening on the Hill. And he said, you know, this is the thing. We're coming back strong. We're doing well with the virus. And we're going to help the people who need to be helped. And absolutely, there are people who desperately need that extra money. There are people that desperately need to not get evicted. And then we look at developments across, you know, across the country over the weekend. The Mid-American Conference, so where I went to school at Ohio University, is a MAC conference school, became the first major college football conference to say, forget it, we're canceling the season, because they see the handwriting on the wall. after 1 week of school, 250 students and teachers from one Georgia school district will be quarantined for 2 weeks, and several teachers and students tested positive for COVID-19. I mentioned the one school. A CDC report also let us know that Hispanic children were hospitalized at a rate 8 times higher than white kids, and black children were hospitalized at a rate 5 times higher. And of course, a lot of this has to do with who's working, who's out there, what's happening to them, and how quickly did they turn around and get out there. The thing that we're seeing is the same thing. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What areas are doing well, and what are the hot spots? What is really bubbling up? Now, suspending student loan payments, that's huge for people. Protecting renters from being evicted, that's huge for people. Deferring certain payroll taxes through the end of the year for people who earn less than $100,000, huge, huge. Needs to happen sooner rather than later. This could be a bold stroke for the president that works. But that's why you heard Nancy Pelosi counter back that, whoa, 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 hold on. You cannot do this. You can't do this. So it is kind of unclear if he has the authority to do it by executive order and sidestep Congress. Because it could take months for states to implement. He directed the use of funds from FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund, which would be capped at $44 billion, and that created confusion among unemployment people, the experts who try to untangle the red tape. And would this potentially bypass approval from Congress? Maybe, but it might be open to more challenges. And here's the thing. What is the least administrative nightmare? Because to me, that's what you want here. Whatever is the least pain in the rear end thing to do. Because the key is to get the money to the people who need it. To get the money to the people who need it as soon as possible. And then here's one other nugget I found out. If you were on a floating barge when all this started to unfold, you know, it's been 5 months since this whole thing started and shut down the cruise industry. 12,000 crew members are on ships in U.S. waters. Did you know that? Yeah, 12,000. Now, of course, in May, the number was so much higher, 70,000. There are 57 cruise ships moored at anchor or underway near or arriving at a U.S. port with over 12,000 crew members. 209 Americans spread out on 37 of the ships. Can you imagine being on one of those ships? What does that feel like? You want to talk about feeling trapped. You must feel like a hamster on the wheel. And when can you get off the boat? This one from Jake. Yo, Kate, bring back the funny. Oh, I got some funny coming up around the bend. We hit the mailbag.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with a Democrat.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News. Crews have recovered the remains of 7 Marines and 1 sailor who died more than a week ago when their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of California. The 15th Marine Expedition Unit said late on Friday that bodies would be transported to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. At that point, they'll be released to their families. 16 service members were on board the vessel when it sank July 30th near the coast of San Clemente Island. The body of Lance Corporal Guillermo Perez was immediately recovered. 7 other people survived. Officials discovered the sunken AAV and the bodies during a search on Tuesday. The Marines were investigating the cause of the sinking. Some residents in North Carolina were jolted with an earthquake. It's the largest earthquake to hit the area since 1916. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the magnitude 5.1 quake struck at 8 in the morning. The epicenter was located near the border of North Carolina and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone.
Oh, 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 oh,
you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Remember, you can always reach out to me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just like Jake did when he said, bring back the funny. I got the funny for you, Jake. Yep, we're going to start doing the one-liner Fridays. That will be on the menu again, so we'll have some fun with that and bring on some more comedians, because I agree, we need some funny. We need some funny, for goodness sake. All right, so I did find a couple of things for you, Jake, and for the listeners. What is the difference between men and women? Remember, there's a famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Well, I hate to tell you, very little, according to some brain scientists. I hate to spoil it for you. But apparently, people who are searching for sex differences in human brains, and there are people doing that since the 19th century, have not really been able to find that. There's volumes of information out there to the contrary, but Samuel George Morton poured seeds and lead shot into human skulls to measure their volumes. Gustave Le Bon found men's brains are usually larger than women's, yeah, which prompted Alexander Baines and George Romanes to argue the size difference makes men smarter. But John Stuart Mill, there's a lot of names, right? It's like a little exclusive club. Point out, by that criteria, elephants and whales would be smarter than people. So forget about size. Size doesn't matter in this case. Instead, the suggestion is looking at part of the cerebrum above the eyes called the frontal lobe. We know the frontal lobe is important for intelligence, and it's proportionally larger in men, while the parietal lobe just behind the frontal lobe is proportionally larger in women. So now they're arguing that, okay, which is it? So some researchers are coming to the conclusion that we can't really support this idea that there is a difference between the two. Just don't tell anyone. But apparently, you know, that's like the newest thing. That there are so many traits that overlap that forget the idea and just kill the conversation of saying, you know, what are the major differences? Because there's not as many major differences as you think. All right. Was it a balloon? Was it something that somebody shot into the sky? Or was it a UFO? But apparently the appearance of a mystery white object in the sky over northern Japan last week set social media ablaze with speculation. And they had this happen in June, too, that it could be UFOs. Or it just could be North Korean propaganda. I don't know. I'm going with propaganda. I'm thinking it's propaganda. But who knows what it is? Who? It's very strange. What is the white object in the sky over northern Japan? It would be freaky, right? If you live there and you never saw that before, and all of a sudden there's this... I mean, it looks like a planet almost, and it's giant. I mean, you can't miss it. Right over the mountain, it practically covers the mountain at certain parts of the day. So there you have it. There's your funny. Go figure it out, Jake. What is the white object, and report back? All right, this one is from Molly, who says, hey, Kate, how about that earthquake in North Carolina? That is so strange. What is happening to us here in the United States? Things that aren't supposed to happen are happening, or is everything fair game when it comes to the land shaking? Well, of course, I'll play the role of Mother Nature, and you play the role of Ask Me Why. Mother Nature... Why did the earth open up? Well, in all seriousness, magnitude 5.1 earthquake, Sunday morning near Sparta, North Carolina. The earthquake was reported about 8:07 or so, strongest in the state's history. Now, back in 1916, they had one that was 5.1. But they haven't had anything like that since then. The epicenter was 37 miles from Boone, North Carolina, 46 miles from Lenoir, North Carolina. I just had a friend that moved there, and he's coming on the show, so we'll have to ask him about this. And people said they could feel the quake. I mean, like 45,000 people or so are saying they could feel it. And there was a little bit of damage, depending on how close they were to the earthquake. Very strange. And, of course, you have to worry about aftershocks, I suppose. So thanks for that and pointing that out. Here's one from Harry. Harry says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but trust me, I listen to you whenever I can. I'm looking at what's happening to our country, and it's just unbelievable to me as to what we're seeing. And the decision time is coming up soon. So are you going with Uncle Joe, or are you going with Repeat, which would be the president? There's certainly a lot of dirty politics going on, don't you think? And what do you think the polls are saying? Is it fair or not? And who looks to have most of the edge? Well, the concern is, what about those battleground states? And does Joe Biden lead in the battleground states or not? He's ahead by, again, the latest I checked, was 6 points in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So that cuts into the president's margins with white non-college voters who've been a key part of the base for him, and that's what they're looking at. And the people who didn't vote in 2016, who are they going to vote for? The current president or Joe Biden? Voting is the key. I mean, it is. It's the key. And I think with the polls, and I've said this before, I mean, the polls can change as you get closer to this thing. And are the polls right? Are people saying what they're really going to do? Or are they just blowing off some of these pollsters? I mean, there's a reason for polls, and polls are usually pretty accurate. But you can have a poll slant in a certain direction, too. All right, how about this from a very unusual name, although I like this name, Seymour. Hi, Seymour. And Seymour says, I roll over and I toss and turn in bed, so I listen to you at night. You are a welcome relief. What do you know about Simon Cowell and what happened to his back? I just caught part of the story. It's like he has a really awful back. Well, he broke his back. So, yeah, it's awful. He was putting the... he got an electric bike, and I guess he's really revving up in his house. So he broke his back in a couple of different places while trying this bike out with his family in the courtyard of his home in Malibu. So they took him to a hospital. He had 6 hours of surgery. They put a metal rod in his back. Ugh. And apparently he's doing fine. But it's got to be painful. I can't imagine what that would feel like to break your back. Oh, anybody with back problems, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Is it not the worst? Oh, the worst. And then to actually break it. What was he thinking riding this? I'll just take my bike and try it out here. Have you ever gotten on one of those electric bikes and you don't know how to really use it? You think, oh, how bloody hard could it be? You get on the bike and then it takes off. You do something wrong and you make it fly forward. Oh, I've done that. So scary, let me tell you. You haven't lived until you've done that. All right, this one is from Michael times two, whatever that means. Kate, I'm wondering what you think is going to happen with gas prices. I haven't even paid attention because they've been so low, and it's not like I'm driving all these different places, but kind of puttering around doing errands. And the average price of regular has been just a little over $2. If you look at last year, I think I spent way more, because I'm anal like that, I think I spent way more on groceries, and in particular, looking at it from the point of view of, oh my gosh, I mean, how do I compare how many miles I was putting on the car to now, and what does that ultimately mean for me? Well, for you, it's good, right? Because you can get a reduction in your insurance. I mean, all the way around, it's good if you're not using as much. You just got to make sure if you're not out there driving around that you start it up. And be careful with the oil situation, because if it's just parked for years and you never start it, what do you think is going to happen? You know, by the way, I'll throw this in, the highest average price for regular gas is in San Francisco at $3.31 a gallon. The lowest, Baton Rouge, $1.77. Yeah, how about that? It has been. I think we just don't think about it. There's so many other things that are going on in our mind. We just do not think about it. Patty is listening to us in the great state of West Virginia. Kate, I think I did well in the beginning with COVID. Then in the middle, I had little mini meltdowns, and then I'm coming back out on the other side. I cannot believe that anybody could say they are completely not affected economically, emotionally, or in other ways by COVID-19, because it's gotten to the best of us. Whether we're worried about our loved ones, whether we're worried about economically how we're floating, how we're staying, what's it going to take, is a very, very scary thing to constantly ponder and look at other offers, knowing full well you don't really want to do it. But would it be safer for you to do it? Would it be safer? All right, you know the annoying leaf blower when you're trying to catch some Z's? Get that full 8 to 10 hours. We're going to talk about that next with Eric on This or That.
Drinks. SuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So what do you think? We start this or that with, that was brilliant. You heard the leaf blower, and then you heard at the tail end of that, of course, motorcycles. Can you imagine if you were in Sturgis and you hated the sound of motorcycles? Well, there's no way you could be there right now. There's just too many of them. But leaf blowers, in all the places where I've lived, whether it's a house, an apartment, whatever, it seems no matter where I live. And, of course, I always have crazy different hours. what am I, sleep is so important to me, and what am I constantly being woken up by? Leaf blowers. When I first moved to Dallas, they started blowing the leaves. I'm not kidding you. And this was years ago, like 6:30, I was in an apartment, great apartment, the people, I love the people there, all that. But they had impeccable landscaping, I guess that's why. But 6:30 in the morning, they would start. I mean, are you kidding? I had, by that time, I don't know, 5 hours sleep. I had already been at the Rangers ballpark and everything else until who knows when, because they could never wrap up their games. Oh, it was the worst. I hated it. I'd ask them, please, please, whatever you can do, gosh, I'm not a complainer, don't even blow the leaves near me. If I had to rake them up myself, I'll rake them up. It's crazy. So Eric joins us. Eric, which is more annoying to you, the sound of the leaf blower or motorcycles?
Leaf blowers.
Annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're just blowing leaves, you know. They're not doing anything cool.
That's right. Yeah, because even if you're not on the motorcycle, at least you know it is a cool thing. But you can't ride the leaf blower, and you don't have anything to do with it.
Yep.
Yeah, and it is. It just constantly goes on and on and on and on and on. And then it would be like when I'd be taping something, I could hear it right outside my window too. So it'd be like, wow. No matter what time of day, I'm always catching these leaf blowers. So, wah, wah, wah. So we both agree. Leaf blowers, motorcycles are fine compared to that. All right, tubing or jet skiing? Which do you prefer, this or that?
Jet skiing.
Jet skiing over tubing?
What kind of tubing?
All right, so tubing would be where you're on a, you know, a tube and you're floating lazily down the river with a bunch of your buddies.
Yeah, definitely jet skiing.
Jet skiing. All right, so here we part company. I'd rather be tubing. Jet skiing, I swear I must drown at the Jersey Shore when I had a jet ski. I rented a jet ski, and I couldn't get on. You know how it goes round in a circle? I could not get back on the jet ski.
Oh, you're doing like donuts or something?
Yes. Yeah. I fell off of it or something, and then I couldn't, you know how you have to lift yourself back on it? I could not get myself out of the water back onto the jet ski.
Yeah, they can be scary sometimes, definitely. But they're still more fun than what was the other thing? Tubing.
Tubing. Yeah, you don't even know. You've never even been tubing, so I love that. We're gonna set you up on a tubing trip. We have to make that happen. When the world comes back to some sense of normal, we'll send you and your girlfriend on a tubing trip. Then you'll really like it. You'll be like in the Colorado River or something.
Sounds cool.
It does sound cool there. Birds or fish? If you have no other choice, no dogs, no cats, none of that, and you have to have just these two things, would you rather have birds or fish?
Ooh. Oh, man. I was not expecting such a tough question. pardon me. I'm going to go with fish.
Fish, because easier to take care of, less noisy, less fuss.
Just all based on looks.
Looks, you'd rather look at fish than birds.
Yeah, I'd rather look at something swimming underwater that can't breathe the same air that I can.
Oh, that was a great answer. I love that. I don't want any birds breathing my air in my house. Are you kidding?
Exactly.
No, you know what? I agree with you, but for a different reason. I don't care about the air thing. Birds are scary to me. I mean, they're cool when you see them and somebody can control the parrot, the whatever, but when you can't, and they start pecking at you, or I don't know. My cousin has birds because she's allergic to dogs, and she had to have something, and she's got three kids. And when I go over there, she coos and awes and is just crazy about the bird. And then we'll say, oh, yeah, Ollie got me here, or this happened. And I'm like, ugh, I'm not petting that bird. No, so fish, I agree. I'd rather watch the fish. But the problem with the fish is if you have a fish tank, man, you got to clean it, or it just looks like an algae spore. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's such a hard question.
Yeah, either or, you know. I mean, either or is going to be some work. There's no doubt about that. You know, that kind of goes to, it goes to lifestyle and whatever's happening in your life, which is more difficult. If you have no choice in the matter and you've got to go the frozen food route, would you do frozen pizza or frozen White Castle burgers?
Frozen pizza.
Yeah, me too. You know, frozen pizza's not that great, but I'd still take it over the burgers, because what are you eating? What kind of mysterious meat is that?
I mean, you did say White Castle.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what that is.
Actually, when you go to White Castle and you're in Ohio or in New Jersey, or the White Castles are all over the place. They probably even sell them in a market near you.
No, I meant, like, I know what it is, but I don't know what it is, you know?
Yeah, you don't know. Really, it's mystery meat.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the pizza would be maybe more safe, even if it tastes like cardboard. It's edible cardboard.
Yeah, even if it's old Domino's from the 1990s, at least I know what it is.
The 1990s. I will take that 1990s pizza over that
at least
package last week burgers.
Yeah, at least I know why I'm sick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be a good one for you. Your girlfriend requests that you know, she wants you to do something nice for her, and she's willing to do lots of nice things for you, like go tubing or jet skiing or any of that, or, you know, take care of the fish. But she wants you to get involved in some of the magazines that she wants to read. And so your choice is Women's Health or Vogue. Which would you rather read?
Oh, God, I'm so bored. No, I'm just kidding. Read Vogue. No.
Vogue. To look at the pretty women?
Yes.
Versus the health problems that women are having.
Women, Vogue. Yeah, I'll just read Vogue. That's cool. Like, I'll learn something probably more useful out of that than not
reading. Women's health.
Yeah, then women's health.
You know, this question is like it's sort of a female trap question, because I used to tell my guy friends, because of course I had a ton of guy friends, if you have a girlfriend, you gotta go to a chick film once in a while that you don't like. You know, it can't be all espionage and everything else. That some women like chick flicks, so you gotta go to the romantic comedies, and that's tough for some people, some guys.
Not me.
Oh, you like him. All right, so that would have been an easy question for you. All right, so I hope on your way home you stop somewhere and you get a copy of Vogue. I'm going to check on that. Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Big shout-out to Mo Flam. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.